This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello, I'm John North, and each weekday morning I help you take a little time with God, and I hope that the time we spend with God together is just the first step for you in what becomes a daily habit for you. You know, habits can become just monotony, or they can become something that puts a valuable practice into our lives. Habits. Learn the habit of spending time with God every day. You'll never regret it. You'll never feel like what a waste of time that was if you're truly meeting with God. Remember, we said on Monday that to truly meet with God, you have to come with the right attitude, not just brazenly or expecting that God has to do what you want him to do and you come with your list of verses and requests. No. Coming humbly and brokenly before God, expressing your dependence on him, your desire for his will to be done in your life. And we said yesterday that you don't have to be afraid of saying, God, I need your help, do what you want to do. You don't have to be afraid that he'll do something horrible because he loves you. And he says, if you know how to do good things for your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give what is good to those who come to him with their needs. So learn to bring your life before God. Talk to him about the issues that concern you. Listen to him as you read his word. Allow him to work in your heart and life. And watch as he then gets involved in the things you need his involvement in your life. We're looking today at John chapter 16 as we continue on this theme of prayer. Here in John 16, verses 23 to 27, Jesus is speaking and he says, in that day, you will ask me no question. This is called the farewell discourse of Jesus. He's getting ready to leave the disciples at the end of his earthly ministry, and he's trying to prepare them for how to live when he's gone. And the two great themes in this passage are prayer and the Holy Spirit, the two things they need to understand the most to continue operating once Jesus is gone. And so he says, in that day, the day when I'm gone, you will ask me no question. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you shall ask the Father for anything, he will give it to you in my name. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language. An hour is coming when I will speak no more to you in figurative language, but will tell you plainly of the Father. In that day you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will request the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father. Well, a lot packed into this little passage. You know that Jesus says we can go straight to the Father. We don't have to go through a priest. We don't have to go even through Jesus himself. You don't have to pray to Jesus and then let Jesus talk to God the Father. Jesus says, go straight to your Father. Talk to him. You can talk to Jesus, you can talk to the Holy Spirit, or you can talk to God the Father. There is no intermediary that you have to go through. But you see his promise. If you ask in his name, God will work on your behalf. You're asking in Jesus' name. God responds to that because of your relationship to Jesus Christ. If you're getting close to Jesus in your heart and in your life, in your relationship with him, and you're understanding what matters to him, and you're asking for what you know he would want to ask for, then you know. If you're asking according to God's will, of course, that's what God is going to do. Learn to pray in Jesus' name. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.